the flamboyant wave of his arms. "Follow me. You're very welcome at Kingstone Keep, but make sure you wipe your feet. Wouldn't want you traipsing any dirt in." Demeter smirked as he led the others into the keep itself, which looked less than pristine with its grimy walls and slick floor. Alex noticed that Demeter was dressed in the same gray uniform that Lintz wore and wondered about its significance. Demeter's presence here filled Alex with a multitude of questions. Glancing back, Alex spotted Lintz flitting about the courtyard. From a battered leather bag, Lintz pulled two large beetle-like clockwork objects and affixed them to the wall. He pressed his palms to the sleek metallic carapaces of the beetles and began to layer his glimmering magic into them. The beetles sparked to life with a ripple of golden light and scuttled along the damp masonry, their clockwork legs moving swiftly. They were beautifully crafted, as all of Lintz's clockwork was, but Alex wasn't sure of their purpose. Every so often, the beetles would stop, their glinting silver antennae twitching, before moving on again in an apparently random fashion. Alex had stalled, mesmerized.
"Alex, you're dopey today," Demeter called. "Hurry up."
"Sorry," Alex muttered as he ducked into the corridor and joined the others. They were looking at him with a mixture of amusement and confusion.
"Demeter's quite the joker," whispered Jari.
"He is," Alex replied quietly, "though his jokes don't always land."
"Understatement of the century," Jari breathed.
"How do you two know each other?"
asked Natalie, gesturing to Demeter. "He was the teacher I was telling you about, the only one I had at Stillwater," Alex explained, raising his voice. Demeter nodded.
"Indeed, Alex is the first student I've had in a long time. Like a sponge, this one, soaking everything up. Knowledge is next to godliness, after all," he enthused, with an ill-executed wink that looked more like a slow, uncoordinated blink.
It made Alex and the others smile in spite of themselves. It was hard not to warm to Demeter.
"Come on, we need to hurry," said Lintz, his chest heaving as he caught up with them, despite the short distance.
His manner definitely more agitated now, Lintz led the group through a series of grim hallways barely lit by the flicker of rusted torches. Behind the narrow grates in the center of the moldering wooden doors that lined the corridors, Alex was certain he could see the glitter of black, silent eyes watching them pass by. The rooms appeared to be cells, the doors locked. On more than one occasion, he thought he heard a whisper or the sound of something scraping the wood from beyond the doorways, and the hairs on the back of his neck prickled in defense. There was a sour, ancient smell to the place. It seemed to loom around them, the scent so thick and overwhelming it was almost tangible. It made Alex uneasy, and he saw the others seem to share his feelings as they glanced about anxiously, pinching their noses against the stench. Feeling the urge to distract himself from the dark labyrinth that surrounded them, Alex moved up to walk beside Lintz.
"How do you know Master Demeter?" he asked.
"Ah, a fine man indeed. It was something of a serendipitous meeting," began Lintz with a sigh. "He's been feeding information back to me from Stillwater since I escaped here from Spellshadow, so I could make sure you were all okay. He's a talented fellow, to say the least, with a useful skill set. He's been most helpful in keeping an eye on all of you. My inside man, if you like. Or he was, until he got himself sent back here."
Demeter shrugged.
"Once a rebel, always a rebel. My teaching always seems to end with a dismissal," he murmured, but there was a hint of amusement in his voice. "I'm like a monkey, mind you. I always land on my feet."
Although Alex was curious about what had caused the auburn-haired man to be sent back, 100 other questions whirled inside his head. "What's with the uniforms?" he asked, pointing at the identical gray clothes the two men wore.
"Guards," said Lintz simply, gesturing toward himself.
"Your guards here?"